Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
That raucous call you just heard is from one of the birds we love to see in late summer and early fall. Have you heard it before? If so, you may know that it is a woodpecker without the word woodpecker in its name. It's also a woodpecker that doesn't even peck much wood. It's the northern flicker, which is a peculiar name for a bird that does not seem to flick or flit much. So we're wondering how it got that name. The northern flicker is a large bird, somewhat larger than a blue jay, with colorful markings. The variation we see here in the east is the yellow-shafted flicker. It has a gray crown with a red crescent on the nape, a tan face and throat, and rich buff underparts with a relatively narrow but very distinctive black chest crescent. The flight feathers and underwing linings are golden yellow, and the male has a black mustache bar. It's easily identified as it flies up from the ground by its distinctive white rump. Another common name for this bird is the yellowhammer, and it's the only woodpecker that's a state bird, that of the state of Alabama. Seeing one of these flickers up close through binoculars is really stunning.
According to the Audubon Guide, flickers are the only woodpeckers that frequently feed on the ground, probing with their beak, also sometimes catching insects in flight. Although they eat fruits, berries, seeds, and nuts, their primary food is insects. Ants alone can make up 45% or more of their diet. Other invertebrates eaten include flies, butterflies, moths, beetles, and snails. Flickers also eat berries and seeds, especially in winter. These include poison oak and ivy, dogwood, sumac, wild cherry, and grape, bayberries, hackberries, and elderberries, and sunflower and thistle seeds. Flickers often go after ants underground, where the nutritious larvae live, hammering at the soil the way other woodpeckers drill into wood. They have been observed breaking into cow patties to eat insects living within. Their tongues can dart out 2 inches beyond the end of the bill to snare prey. As well as eating ants, flickers have a behavior called anting, during which they use the acid from the ants to assist in preening, as it is useful in keeping them free of parasites.
Northern flickers don't act like typical woodpeckers. They mainly forage on the ground, sometimes among sparrows and blackbirds. When they're flushed, flickers often perch erect on thin horizontal branches, rather than hitching up or around a tree trunk, like other woodpeckers would. They build their nest typically in an old, somewhat rotted tree that's easy to peck a cavity in, and they lay 5 to 8 eggs. The male broods the nest at night, while the female takes the daytime shift. To find northern flickers, try walking through open woods or forest edges, but scan the ground where they're more likely to be. You may flush a flicker from a feeding spot up into a nearby tree. If you see that white rump patch, you'll know you have spotted a northern flicker. Also, be sure to listen for their loud ringing call and their piercing yelp. In late summer, listen for the incessant yammering of hungry nestlings to find a nest.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.